Welcome back to Yokohama. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Imaoka at the plate. Imaoka fouls a pair of pitches off and has a ball. As the grounds crew work very quickly after the fifth inning. Usually I have a bit more time to get myself a drink. Next pitch to Imaoka is swung on and missed, strike three. That's the first out of the inning. Miura's seventh strikeout of the game. Only inning he didn't strike out a batter was the fifth when the Hanshin Tigers struck back for three runs. Hanshin leading this one by a score of 3-2 now. Next up is Hiyama. Hiyama drew a base on balls and has struck out so far. He takes first pitch by Miura. Down low for ball one. Next pitch called strike one on the inside corner. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Hanshin leading by a score of 3-2. One out. Next pitch is swung on and ball goes up the left field line. Left fielder Uchikawa gives chase, but the ball is up into the stands. The two strike one ball pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. This time third baseman Murata gives chase. This one also goes into the stands. Next pitch, one bounder blocked by Aikawa. That evens the count at 2-2. Yokohama's Bancho Miura on the mound. The 2-2 offering to Hiyama, swung on and missed, strike three. That's two strikeouts in a row. Strikeout number eight for Miura this game. Hiyama striking out twice in a row now. And that'll bring up Yano. Yano has struck out swinging and singled. Takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. Yano's single in the top of the fifth inning, leading off the inning. Got Hanshin going. Hanshin scoring three there. Next pitch swung on and fouled off the catcher. Aikawa is shaking the foul ball off. Two quick strikes on Yano here. And the third offering misses low and away. Ball one. The two-strike, one-ball pitch. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii takes two steps toward third, fields the ball, throws to first in time, and the side is retired in order yet again. So for Hanshin, it's a 1-2-3 inning. And at the end of 5.5, they continue to lead this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Yokohama Bay Stars are playing host to the Hanshin Tigers. Hanshin leading this one by a score of 3-2, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Sugiyama has thrown 100 pitches through the first five. He'll be facing Taneda, Uchikawa, and Murata here in the sixth inning. And his first pitch to Taneda misses up high for ball one. The second offering swung on a miss. Ball outside. That brings the count to 1-1. Taneda batting .318 on the season. Next pitch misses inside. Ball one. Taneda has a very interesting stance. It reminds me of a crab. Stance is very open. Front leg bent, kind of crab-like. And the next pitch is swung on and lifted high to the right side. It's first baseman Sheets who makes the call and pulls it in on the infield grass for out number one. That'll bring up number six batting Uchikawa, Yokohama's left fielder. Uchikawa has singled and scored and flown out to center. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. Sugiyama on the mound for Hanshin. Both starting pitchers still in this one. Next pitch, Uchikawa shows bunt, takes a pitch for strike one. The 1-1 offering misses low. Uchikawa taking this one without showing bunt. The fourth pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Toritani has to wait for the bounce to come down. Has it. Throws on to first. Two away. High bounder to the left side. Comes down a little too early for Uchikawa to beat it out. Next up is Murata. And he's swinging at the first pitch, driving the ball to the left field's one bound off the wall, the relay back to second base is not in time, and the ball gets past Fujimoto, but first baseman is backing up the play, holding Murata to a double. Kanemoto played the ball well off of the left field fence, and a better relay throw to second may have even had Murata. Pitching coach comes out to have a short word with Sugiyama. Kubo pitching coach, that is. He has his say, heads back to the dugout. So the Bay Stars have a two-out double by Murata. Catcher Aikawa coming up next. Aikawa is 2-for-2, a pair of base hits. One to right, one to left center so far this game. raising his average to 261. The first pitch to Aikawa, called strike one. Muta swinging a bat in the on-deck circle. The second offering to Aikawa, swung on a miss, strike two. One of those cases where percentages tell you not to send Aikawa to the plate because he's already got two hits. Next pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle and threw for a base hit. Murata rounds third, comes in and scores ahead of the throw back to home. Tie ball game. Murata didn't hesitate rounding third, even though the ball really wasn't hit that deep into center field. It just took Akahoshi a little bit of time to get to the ball. The throw to the plate was right to the plate, just not quite with enough force. Two bounder to the plate was just one bound too late to get Murata. And Aikawa is 3-for-3 on the day. Aikawa going to second base on the throw to the plate, and that brings up Murata, who takes first pitch for a called strike one. Murata's only 2-for-25, 0.95 batting average on the year. Second pitch, swung on, fouled off. Yano starts to give chase, but that ball will go out of play. Two quick strikes on Muta. The next pitch misses way outside, ball one. Yano had a long backhanded reach to get that ball. Next pitch, and this ball gets past Yano. Aikawa moves over to third on the pass ball. Ball two to Muta. That's being ruled a wild pitch, not a pass ball. Two and two now the count to Muta with two down, runner at third base now. Next pitch misses outside. First base umpire says Muta checked his swing. Full count. Sugiyama certainly made a difference for Hanshin in the fifth inning with a double, driving in Hanshin's first run, and the next pitch is swung on and fouled off past the third base side, past the third base bag. Count remains full to Muta. Muta only has two hits on the season so far. One here could do some serious damage. And he swings and lifts the ball to center field. One bound in front of Akahoshi base hit. Muta's third hit of the season is an RBI single to center. Gakuten! Yokohama takes a 4-3 lead. The pitchers have both had a great deal to do with offense this afternoon here at Yokohama Stadium. Now it's back to the top of the order in Ishii. First pitch called strike one. Up and on the inside part of the plate. Yokohama takes a 4-3 lead, turning this game right back around here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch, swung on and lifted deep to center. Akahoshi going back at the warning track, jumps and makes the catch. A great play by Akahoshi at the warning track, jumping and running into the wall for the final out of the inning. But it comes just one batter too late as the Yokohama Bay Stars take a 4-3 lead after six complete. Welcome back to Overcast Yokohama. We've certainly had a lot of rain this past week here in Yokohama. It often raining half the day and sun coming out for half the day. Sun has yet to come out today, but we haven't had any rain. We've got a exciting ball game here at Yokohama today. Bay Stars hosting the Hanshin Tigers. We're going to the top of the seventh inning. Yokohama leading this one 4-3. Yokohama took an early lead in the second inning, 2-0. Hanshin turned it around, scoring three in the fifth, and Yokohama turning it right back around in the sixth inning with two runs, lead 4-3. Hanshin sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters, Fujimoto, Sugiyama, and Akahoshi. The first pitch to Fujimoto is swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side. Stadium pretty much 50-50. Hanshin Yokohama fans. Next pitch, Fujimoto goes well around, trying to hold up. Two quick strikes. Fujimoto struck out his first at bat and grounded out to second his second. Next pitch just misses low. Ball one. It looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter for Hanshin. Kamisaka standing in the on-deck circle as Fujimoto grounds the ball to his first base coach. Count remains, 2 strikes, 1 ball. So that'll be the end of Sugiyama this game. The next pitch misses inside and low, ball 2. Evening the count at 2-2. Miura bounces the next pitch up to Aikawa. Ball 3, bringing the count full. After getting ahead of the count quickly to Fujimoto. Fujimoto works the count full. And the Shobu pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Taneda is over, fields the ball back behind second base, just to the right of the second base bag. Turns, fires to first base in time for the out. One away. A very good play by Taneda. Going up the middle. And it is not Kamikasa who was in the on-deck circle, but rather Spencer, I believe, coming up to pinch hit. Yes, it is Spencer. The first pitch to Spencer, called strike 1 on the outside part of the plate. Second offering just misses outside, ball 1. Good pitch by Miura. The 1-1 pitch swung on and Monkanashi, haita! Home run right into the thick of the Hanshin Tiger fans over the left field fence. Spencer comes in and delivers a game-tying home run to left. We've got ourselves a 4-4 ball game. Miura, right after throwing the pitch, went down, knowing good and well that that ball was gone. His knees just collapsed as he turned to watch the ball sail over the left field fence. So it's back to the top of the order in Akahoshi. But first, Yokohama's pitching coach heads out to the mound. The whole infield is coming in. Umpire starts to come out, saying, if you're going to do something, let's do it. Miura has thrown 120 pitches here through 6 1/3 innings. Thrown to 27 batters, struck out 8, allowed 6 hits. And Ushijima Kantoku comes out and we're having ourselves a pitching change. So, more details on that when we come back. Okay, coming in to pitch for Yokohama here in the top of the seventh inning is Holtz. First batter he faces is Akahoshi, and his first pitch is called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Holtz pitching from stretch. His next offering misses low and away for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. We've got ourselves a 4-4 ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. Spencer tying this one up with a big home run to left field. Next pitch, grounded to the right side. Tanada has it, throws to first for out number two. That'll bring up shortstop Toritani. Just after the Bay Stars turn this game back around in their favor, Spencer comes in, hits a pinch hit home run, tying the ball game up. We've got two down, top of the seventh inning, Toritani at the plate. Second Bay Star pitcher Holtz on the mound, and Toritani swings and fouls the first pitch off. The next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii Takedo fields the ball just left of the second base bag and behind it, throws on to first, and the side is retired. But not before. Spencer hits a game-tying pinch-hit home run. At the end of 6.5, going to the Yokohama Bay Stars, lucky seven. We've got ourselves a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium in this overcast summer's day. Let's quickly go around the leagues, see what else is going on with this 4-4 tie here at Yokohama. Yakult is leading Chunichi 7-1 after 5 complete at Jingu Kyujo. The Giants will host Hiroshima later tonight at Tokyo Dome. In the Pacific League, they're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Cebu leading by a score of 3-1 over Lotte at Chiba Marine Stadium. And in the bottom of the sixth inning, Nippon Ham has taken a 4-3 lead over Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles at Full Cast Stadium. Finally, at Yahoo Dome, the SoftBank Hawks will be hosting the Oryx Buffaloes starting at 6 o'clock this evening, Japan time. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me this afternoon, either live or via tape delay. Or is it tape? Via computer delay? Nonetheless, we're going to the bottom of the seventh inning now. The Hanshin Tigers have a change in pitcher. who will be facing Koike Kinjo and Saeki, numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters in the Bay Star lineup. Koike in the lineup for Yokohama with Tamura injured due to a traffic accident. Last Thursday, he was driving the Yokohama Yokosuka Expressway, and near the exit, near my home here, he hit the inside concrete barrier going around a corner in the rain, and spun out over to the outside outer barrier. He was the only car involved in the accident. Into pitch is Fujikawa, and his first pitch to Koike is grounded to third base. Third baseman Imaoka up with it, throws the ball to first. One pitch, one out by Fujikawa. Fujikawa generally used for one inning of work at a time. Next up is Kinjo. First pitch called strike one on the inside corner. Kinjo has grounded into a fielder's choice, grounded out to second, and singled so far this game. Right-handed Fujikawa on the mound for Hanshin, their second pitcher of the afternoon. And Kinjo swings the ball, being handcuffed, but slaps the ball the other way into left field over the third baseman. Base hit. So the Bay Stars, here in their lucky seven, get a one-out base hit. In the sixth inning, it was with two outs that they put together a string of three hits to score two runs. Saeki comes up next. Saeki 0-3 so far this afternoon, batting .256 on the season. Struggling a bit of late. Takes first pitch down the middle and at the knees for a called strike one. We've passed the 3-hour mark in this game. The next offering misses low and away, ball one, evening the count at 1-1. One and one with one out, runner at first base. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, we've got a 4-4 tie. Next pitch by Fujikawa is swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Fujikawa, second pitcher for Hanshin on the mound. Comes set. And the pitch misses low and away. Ball two. Appeal to third base as Saiki did not swing. Count now 2-2 to Saiki. Runner at first base. One down. Fujikawa comes set. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side. This one also goes out of play. Into a sea of yellow as Hanshin fans pretty much own the left-hand side of Yokohama Stadium here this afternoon. Yokohama came up with an interesting sales pitch last year where they sell visitor season tickets. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball three. Full count now to Saiki. And Hanshin visitor tickets sold out almost instantly at Yokohama Stadium. Before the season even started, the visitor season tickets were sold out for all Hanshin games. Now two seasons in a row. The Shobu pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three with the runner going. And the throw down to second. They get him. Double play. Kei Getsu. So the Bay Stars get a one out base hit. But go down in order. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Yokohama here in the seventh inning. Going to the eighth, we've got ourselves a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. We have another change in pitchers for Yokohama. Kizuka is the third pitcher of the afternoon for Yokohama. Holtz relieving Miura after he gave up the game-tying home run to Spencer last inning. Holtz threw an effective two-thirds of an inning. Kizuka will be facing numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters in the Hanshin order. Sheets, Kanemoto, and Imaoka. Sheets ready. The first pitch by Kizuka this game catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Right-handed pitcher facing right-handed batter. Here in the top of the eighth inning, 4-4 tie. The second pitch swung on and missed, strike two. This pitch being out of Sheets' reach. Curveball, curving away from the right-handed batter. Two strikes, no balls. Now the count. The next pitch, just misses outside for ball one. Hard one for Sheets to let go. As Kizuka tries to get the outside corner, nibble at the corners of the plate. The fourth offering comes inside, swung on, pulled to the left side. Ishii fields the ball just left of the second base bag, throws to first for out number one. That'll bring up Kanemoto. Kanemoto is certainly the player that I'd be watching out not to let him beat us. He's got a three-game home run hitting streak going into this afternoon. 0 for 2 with the base on balls so far today. The first pitch down in the dirt. Ball one. One little Hanshin fan kid in the stands holding up a sign. Kanemoto! Nezase Sankanho! Have Triple Crown as your goal. Next pitch misses just outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. Next pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Kizuka finally gets a piece of the plate against Kanemoto. Left-handed batter. Next pitch misses inside. Kanemoto spinning out of the way of that one. He looks a bit upset with Kizuka there, having just avoided being hit. Kizuka went outside, 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 and then in. One strike, three balls to count. Next pitch gets the inside part of the plate for a called strike two. That brings the count full to Kanemoto. Certainly the most feared batter in Hanshin's lineup. for Hiroshima Carp. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left side. Out of play. There are no empty seats to be seen here at Yokohama Stadium this afternoon. The Shobu pitch again, swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder Uchikawa goes over toward the line and still in front of the warning track, makes the catch for out number two. Kanemoto battled strong, but comes up empty. That's the second out of the inning. Keeping Kanemoto hitless isn't easy, but the Bay Stars have done it so far today. That'll bring up Imaoka, batting 285 with 14 home runs and 74 RBIs on the season. He's 0 for 3 today. Flown out to center twice and struck out, and he takes first pitch by Kizuka for a called strike one. Just slightly outside of center, that pitch was. The second offering, down the middle, swung on and pulled foul by the right-handed batter up the third baseline. Two quick strikes on Imaoka. Kizuka looks in for his sign. Has it. Into the windup and the pitch. Throwaway pitch outside. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball, the count. With two down here in the top of the eighth inning, we've got a 4-4 tie. Next pitch, called strike three. Kizuka, big guts pose as he turns towards center field camera. And the Tigers are retired in order. For the fourth time this afternoon. So, going to the bottom of the eighth inning, we continue to have a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning, 4-4 tie. Hanshin Tigers being hosted by the Yokohama Bay Stars. Fujikawa still on the mound for his second inning of work for Hanshin. He'll be facing numbers 5, 6, and 7, Taneda, Uchikawa, and Murata, here in the bottom of the 8th inning. The first offering to Taneda catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Chunichi has scored two in the top of the sixth inning, and now trail Yakult 3-7 at Jingu Stadium. That game started at 2 o'clock this afternoon, a half hour later than this one. Next pitch swung on and grounded up to the right side. Second baseman Fujimoto has the ball on a high hop, throws in the dirt to first. Sheets digs the ball out, saving the ball for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Uchikawa. The only other Central League game will be this evening at Tokyo Dome, Giants hosting Hiroshima. It's a final at Chiba Marine Stadium. The Cebu Lions defeated the Chiba Lotte Marines by a score of 3-1. The first pitch to Uchikawa called strike one up in the strike zone. Nippon Ham has added another run in the seventh inning and now lead Rakuten 5-3 at Full Cast Stadium. And later on this evening, SoftBank will host the Oryx Buffaloes. Next pitch outside, but swung on a miss, strike two to Uchikawa. Fujikawa coming right in there. Kroon warming up in the Yokohama bullpen. He hit 159 kilometers per hour again last night. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Kroon has now hit 159 kilometers per hour seven times. Fujikawa comes set. Nobody on, just pitching from the stretch. And the next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side, past the Bay Stars dugout. Kroon has been coming out throwing heat. While it was his sixth pitch to Akahoshi last night, it's generally been his first or second pitch to batters that have hit 159 kilometers per hour. Next pitch by Fujikawa misses way up high, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Uchikawa. Tigers are top in the ERA standings with a 3.45 ERA. Yokohama is currently ranked third. The 2-2 pitch swung on a miss, strike three. That's Fujikawa's first strikeout of the evening, or afternoon rather. And that'll bring up Murata, Yokohama's third baseman. Two down, nobody on here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-4 tie at Yokohama Stadium. Murata at the plate. The first pitch by Fujikawa swung on and grounded to the just right of the second base bag. Second baseman Fujimoto fields the ball on the run, going toward left field, throws to first. It pulls Sheets off the bag. Sheets fields the ball, tries to touch Murata out, but Murata is safe. Infield base hit. So that'll bring up catcher Aikawa. In the sixth inning, there were two quick outs. Murata doubled, Aikawa singled, and pitcher Miura singled in the run, or the go-ahead run that inning. So with two down, Yokohama put together a two-run rally. Looking to do the same here. Aikawa is 3-for-3 so far this afternoon. Three singles. One to right, one to left, one to center. And he takes first pitch for a called strike one. Fujikawa's second offering, down low, ball one, that evens the count at 1-1. Yokohama's got a two-out base runner in Murata at first base, Aikawa at the plate. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Right fielder giving chase, but he runs out of room. Ball bounces into the stands and then back onto the field. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Aikawa. Aikawa 3-for-3 this afternoon with an RBI. We have a 4-4 tie. Fujikawa comes set. And the pitch swung on and grounded to the right side, but Yano fields the ball in foul territory. Fujikawa back on the mound, taking his time. Come set. Two strike, one ball pitch. Called strike three. Nice pitch by Fujikawa there. That retires the side for Yokohama. They got a one out infield base hit, but nothing to show for it. At the end of 8 complete, we continue to be tied up at 4 apiece. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. They've turned the stadium lights on this overcast afternoon. We've got ourselves a 4-4 tie going into the ninth inning. Kizuka goes into his second inning of work for Yokohama. Third pitcher of the afternoon for the Bay Stars. He'll be facing the numbers 6, 7, and 8 spots, Hiyama, Yano, and Fujimoto. Hiyama has drawn a walk and struck out twice so far. Just when I mentioned he's gotten better control over his batting, he goes and proves me wrong by striking out twice. He takes first pitch outside for ball one. The second offering misses outside and high. Ball two. We have a full stadium here at Yokohama. Hanshin drawing like the Giants used to draw. Next pitch misses just high, ball three. No strikes, three balls. The count to Hiyama. Next pitch down the middle, taken all the way for strike one. I certainly wouldn't give Hiyama the green light on no three. The next pitch, also down the middle, this time swung on and hit to left center. Left fielder Uchikawa calling for the ball. Center fielder Koike backing him up, but it's not necessary. As Uchikawa makes a catch in left center for out number one. Uchikawa, the left fielder. That'll bring up catcher Yano. Yano has struck out, singled, and grounded out to short. He takes first pitch just inside, ball one. Kizuka doing a lot of grounds work there on the mound, scraping his feet on the mound a great deal, trying to get it broken down to how he likes it. The second pitch swung on and hit to right center. This one could be trouble. Going back is center fielder Koike, looks up off the wall. The throwback to second sends Yano back to first base with a long single off the top of the right center field fence. Can't go much farther than that. So that's Yano's second single of the afternoon. And with one out, we'll bring up Fujimoto. Fujimoto has struck out and grounded out to second twice. We've got a 4-4 tie here at Yokohama Stadium. Hanshin versus Yokohama Bay Stars. Kizuka on the mound for Yokohama, his second inning of work. Has a sign, comes set. And throws over to first. Yano back standing up, not really off very far. Yano really isn't much of a threat to steal. Next pitch is bunted up the third baseline. Murat lets the ball go foul. Strike one. Sign from the dugout, sent to the third base coach, who relays it to the runner and batter. Kataoka has a bat in the on-deck circle. Most likely will be the pinch hitter for Fujikawa. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. So two quick strikes on Fujimoto. Failed to sacrifice on the first pitch. Swung away on the second. We've got one out, runner at first base, top of the ninth inning, 4-4 tie here at Yokohama Stadium. Kizuka looks in, has a sign, comes set. And the pitch, misses outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count to Fujimoto. Izuka comes set and throws over to first. Yano back standing up. Really wasn't off that far. Izuka comes set again. Two strike, one ball pitch, swung on and grounded to the short. Ishii throws to second for one, the relay to first is not in time. Fielder's choice. So Kataoka is now announced as the pinch hitter for pitcher Fujikawa. Left-handed batter. Facing right-handed pitcher, Kizuka. The first offering to Kataoka, called strike one over the outside corner. Kataoka, formerly of the Nipponham Fighters. Came to Hanshin when they had too many first basemen. Used primarily this year as, and last as a pinch hitter. Next pitch called strike two over the outside corner. Two quick strikes on Kataoka by Kizuka. Runner at first base. Now Fujimoto, much more of a threat to run than Yano was. Kizuka steps off the rubber, looks at first. Two strikes, no balls, the count. And the pitch just misses high and outside. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Kataoka. Pinch hitter with two down, runner at first base. Kizuka comes set. And the pitch, swung on and grounded foul. Couple meters foul of third base. Kataoka swinging just a little late, but making contact to stay alive. Kizuka looks in for a sign, has it, comes set. Next pitch, swung on and grounded, or lined up the middle. Taneda makes a dive for the ball and actually hits the ball, knocking it down into shallow center field. Instead of having the ball go directly to the center fielder has to run in. And by the time he's up with the ball, Fujimoto is at third base. Kataoka at first with a base hit line drive up the middle. And that'll bring out the pitching coach to have a talk with Kizuka. He just has a couple words with the Kizuka and the rest of the infield. Then heads back to the first base dugout. We're back to the top of the order in Akahoshi. Akahoshi has struck out, flown out to left, singled, and grounded out to second. Into pinch run is Maeda at first base. Akahoshi is anything but an easy out, despite being 1-for-4 so far this afternoon. He's swinging at the first pitch and missing. Pitch low, strike one. Akahoshi batting 324 on the season, one home run, 17 RBIs. The next offering misses low and away. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Akahoshi. We have runners at the corners, two down here in the top of the ninth inning, a 4-4 tie between the Tigers and Bay Stars here at Yokohama Stadium. These two teams battled it out in the rain last evening. We've just got overcast, no rain so far today. Next pitch way outside, ball two, one strike, two balls. Aikawa had set up outside. Kizuka threw it right to his glove. strike, two ball pitch. Catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Akahoshi didn't think so. Nice slider going away from the left-handed batter. By the right-handed pitcher. Two-two. Now the count to Akahoshi. Runners at the corners. 4-4 tie. And the pitch. Down the middle, but swung on and fouled off to the left side. Akahoshi stays alive there. Very good pitch, or a dangerous pitch by Kizuka there. Slider coming in right down the middle. Akahoshi swinging just a little bit late that time. Two pitch, two down. Swung on and fouled off to the left side again. Akahoshi trying to get that timing down. Runners at the corners for Hanshin. Trying to take the lead here in the top of the ninth inning. Next pitch, high and tight, but swung on and fouled off, back and out of play. Akahoshi battling hard. As I said, he is anything but an easy out. And 1-for-4 so far today kind of suggests to me that he's due for another hit. Next pitch misses just outside, ball three. That brings the count full. Akahoshi showing very good discipline there. Not going after that one. Runners, well, the runner at first will be going. The pitch. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Ishii up with the ball. Throws to first immediately and gets the speedy Akahoshi. Any infield hit with Akahoshi is an adventure, but Ishii fields the ball and throws quickly, getting Akahoshi at first by a couple of steps. So Hanshin comes up empty in the top of the ninth inning, despite getting runners to first and third. So going to the bottom of the ninth, it's sayonara chance for the Bay Stars, as we've got ourselves a 4-4 tie.
熱くするのはどんな夢の形か横浜ベイスターズ立ち上がる時。
Welcome back to Yokohama. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Williams comes in to pitch for Hanshin here in the bottom of the ninth inning of a 4-4 tie. He'll be facing pinch hitter Tsuruoka, who is 3-for-13, 231 batting average, mainly used as a pinch hitter. And Tsuruoka swinging at the first pitch, fouling this one away to the right-hand side. Williams, the third pitcher of record for Hanshin this afternoon. This second offering swung on and hit over the first baseman and in! Joe, just foul! Oh! This is just foul by centimeters. First base umpire says no, it's just foul. So two foul balls means two quick strikes on pinch hitter Tsuruoka. Right-handed batter. Left-handed pitcher Williams on the mound. Next pitch, throwaway pitch, up and away, ball one. Sugiyama started for Hanshin. Then Fujikawa pitched two. Next pitch, swung on and lifted high to the infield. Williams takes one step forward and makes the catch right there on the mound for out number one. That brings us back to the top of the Bay Stars order in Ishii Takedo. Ishii 0-for-3 and a walk so far this afternoon. No, 0-for-2. A base on balls, a sacrifice fly. Struck out and flown out to left, and he's swinging at the first pitch and driving it through the left side and into left field for a base hit. So the Bay Stars get a one-out base runner here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Sayonara runner at first base. That'll bring up Koike. Koike has drawn a walk, grounded out to second, grounded out to short, and grounded out to third. Ishii was caught stealing in the first inning. After having drawn a walk, Koike is showing bunt, takes first pitch high and away, ball one. Batting 248 on the season with 8 home runs. Kinjo swinging the bat on deck. Kinjo 2-for-4 on the afternoon. Koike showing bunt. Williams throws over to first. Ishii back, standing up. Williams looks in, has a sign. Comes set. And the pitch. Way outside, ball two. Yano just getting the ball. saving the ball from going to the backstop. Koike squares again. Takes the ball outside. Ball three. No strikes. Three balls. Now the count to Koike. Williams digging himself a hole here with one out and a runner at first here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Koike still showing bunt. Takes the next pitch outside, ball four. Koike walks on four straight pitches. And the pitching coach heads out to the mound with an interpreter. Infield comes in as they all meet at the pitching mound. With one out, a single by Ishii, and a base on balls to Koike on four pitches. Puts runners at second, at first and second with one out. It's the Sayonara runner at second base that the Tigers cannot allow to score. Kinjo stands in. With runners in scoring position, batting 427, which is tops in the Central League. And he's swinging at the first pitch and fouling it past the third base coach. Almost hitting Shindo there in the third base coach box. Kinjo ready. The next offering just catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Very few empty seats at Yokohama Stadium here in the bottom of the ninth inning. An exciting 4-4 game, and the next pitch is swung on and hit lined just foul up the left field line. Right-handed Kinjo just ahead of the pitch, pulling the ball foul. We'll do it again. Two strikes, no balls, the count to Kinjo. And the next pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. That's the second out of the inning. And we'll bring up 0-4 Saeki. If only. But you don't win with if onlys. So it's up to Saeki. Runners at first and second, two down now. Saeki is grounded out to first, flown out to left, grounded out to second, and struck out swinging so far this game. The first pitch by Williams is swung on a miss. Strike one. Ball just a little outside. Batting 326 with runners in scoring position. Saeki certainly isn't weak in this situation. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. Williams comes set and the pitch. Saiki goes around on the pitch outside. Third base umpire says no, he did not hold up, and he definitely did not. Two strikes, one ball now the count. Sayonara runner at second base. The pitch misses way outside. Yano dives for the ball, saving it from going to the backstop. A wild pitch earlier set up a run for the Bay Stars. Two-two count. Two down, two on, and the pitch is up high. Ball three. Full count now to Saiki. The runners will be off on the pitch. Full count. And the pitch misses low and away. Ball four. Bases are loaded. So with the bases loaded, we'll be seeing Taneda. Okada Kantoku in the Hanshin dugout. Looks like he's just ready to throw his arms up in the air. How can this go any farther? Taneda stands in. Taneda also 0 for 4, or 0 for 3. A base on balls. Foul out to the third baseman. Fly out to the first baseman and the ground out to second. The first pitch by Williams catches the inside corner for a called strike one. So Williams gets ahead in the count. Really quick. He did so against Saiki as well, but ended up walking him. Nowhere to put anybody now. The second pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Two quick strikes on Taneda. Bases loaded. 4-4 tie here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Taneda at the plate for Yokohama. Next pitch misses up high. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Yokohama fans on their feet, pounding their noisemakers. Next pitch, taken up high, ball two. 2-2, now the count. Two quick strikes. We've had two balls, evening the count at 2-2 with the bases loaded. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. We're going to extra innings. Williams gets himself into a big pinch here in the bottom of the ninth inning, but strikes his way out of it. At the end of nine complete, we continue to have a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. We're going to the top of the 10th inning. 4-4 tie. And it's Kroon coming in to pitch for the Yokohama Bay Stars. Will he hit 160 kilometers per hour? That's what all of Japan is looking forward to. The first batter he faces is Toritani, and his first pitch is clocked at 145 kilometers per hour. Swung on and missed, strike one. He hit 159 again last night against Akahoshi. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Toritani stands in the 1-1 pitch. Misses out and away, or out and high. Ball two. 157 kilometers per hour. One strike, two balls, the count to Toritani. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Thank you. comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. 147 kilometers per hour, but he gets the job done. One out. That'll bring up Sheets. Sheets is 1-4-4 on the afternoon with an RBI. The first pitch, high and tight. Ball one. Only 146 kilometers per hour. The second pitch. Swung on and missed. 159 kilometers per hour. For the eighth time, Kroon has hit the Japan record mark. Third pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. 157 kph. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Sheets. And the fourth pitch, down the middle, strike three, 103 kilometer changeup. Sheets just watched it go by. From 157 kilometers per hour to 103 kilometers per hour, there's no way he'd have had the timing down. Two quick outs, two strikeouts in a row for Kroon, and that'll bring up Kanemoto. The first pitch, 158, clicks, fouled off to the left side and out of play. Kroon coming in with straight everything. Kanemoto now batting .333 on the season. 0-3 with a walk so far today. Next pitch, low and inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, 159 kilometers per hour again. This one fouled off and out of play to the left side. Kanemoto just getting a piece of the ball. Comes set. And the pitch. Swung on and grounded back up the middle and threw into center field for a base hit. Kanemoto gets the timing down. Comes through with a two-out base hit. Keeping Hanshin in this one. 4-4 tie in the top of the 10th inning. Marathon game going on. Four hours and 18 minutes into this one so far. That brings up Imaoka. Imaoka is 0-4 with two strikeouts. First pitch, called strike one, up on the outside part of the plate. Imoka has 74 RBIs, tops in the Central League. Ahead of number two, teammate Kanemoto's 69. Next pitch, swung on and hit deep to left center. Center fielder Koike calling for it. In front of the warning track, makes the catch for out number three. So, Kanemoto managed to hit Kroon's fastball, but Hanshin Tigers come up with yet another goose egg. Going to the bottom of the 10th inning, we've got ourselves a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the 10th inning. A 4-4 tie between the Hanshin Tigers and Yokohama Bay Stars. In the pitch for Hanshin is the Tigers' fourth pitcher of the afternoon, Kubota. Kubota, the Hanshin closer, has 9 saves, leading the team. The first pitch to leadoff batter Uchikawa here is called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Uchikawa batting 272. After his 1-for-4 showing so far this afternoon. Next pitch also catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike two. Two quick strikes on Uchikawa here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Kubota comes set. And the pitch. This one just misses. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Uchikawa. And the pitch. swung on and fouled off to the right side. First baseman giving chase. And Sheets makes the catch in foul territory. Right of first base. One away. That'll bring up third baseman Murata. Murata has singled, struck out, doubled, and singled. Kubota's first offering to Murata, called strike one down the middle. Upper part of the strike zone. Good pitch by Kubota. Next offering, swung on and missed, strike two. This pitch also down the middle. Murata swinging just under the ball. Two quick strikes on Murata. And the third pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Murata goes down swinging on three straight strikes. Nice work by Kubota on the mound. This is why he's Hanshin's closer. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa. Aikawa has singled the right, singled the left, and singled up the middle for RBI, and struck out looking his last at bat. The first pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Kubota isn't wasting any time throwing strikes to these batters. Getting ahead of the count. Second offering. Misses just a little low. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kubota comes set. And the 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count to Aikawa. We're in the bottom of the 10th inning. Two down, nobody on. 4-4 tie. Next pitch misses low and away, ball three. So after Kubota got ahead of the first two batters, only throwing one ball to the two of them, he goes one strike, three balls to Aikawa. Pitcher spot up next. Next pitch, swung on and hit fair up the right field line and going into the corner. Aikawa kicks first, heads for second as the ball comes back in. He slides in, but there is no throw, no relay to second base. Two out, double into the right field corner by Aikawa. So now do the Bay Stars go for broke? And pinch hit for Kroon. That's the fourth hit this game for Aikawa. 4-for-5. Kubo and Yano talk a little bit on the mound. And yes, Yokohama's sending up a pinch hitter. It looks like Furuki. Yes, Furuki. Pinch hitting for Kroon. The first pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Past the third base coach. Left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Kubota. Left-handed batter, Furuki. Pinch hitting with a runner at second and two down. In the bottom of the 10th inning. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side. Furuki way ahead of the 138-kilometer-per-hour pitch. Furuki stands in. And the pitch taken inside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball, the count to pinch hitter Furuki. And the pitch swung on and missed, strike three. So the Bay Stars get a two-out double, but come up empty here in the bottom of the 10th inning. We'll be going to the 11th with a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the 11th inning of a 4-4 tie between the Hanshin Tigers and Yokohama Bay Stars. And a pitch for the Bay Stars is Kato. the fifth pitcher of the afternoon for the Stars. He'll be facing numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters in the Hanshin lineup, Hiyama Yano and Fujimoto. Hiyama has drawn a walk, struck out twice, and flown out to left. Kato came in yesterday's game in the sixth inning when starter Doi started getting into trouble, and he gave up a hit and a walk. A little shaky yesterday. First pitch to Hiyama, though, called strike one on the inside corner. Kato did allow the Tigers to tie the ball game, but he did stop them from there, and he ended up getting credit for the win yesterday. Hiyama fails to hold up. Home plate umpire says he swung. That's strike two. The pitch having been in the dirt and outside. Two quick strikes on Hiyama here leading off the 11th inning. Four hours and 36 minutes into this game. Aikawa sets up way outside. Kato throws the ball right to his glove. Way outside. Ball one. Well, it hit his target at least, right? The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. Hiyama battles off the pitch. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to live@markjapanesebaseball.com. That includes if you're interested in helping out while I'm on vacation with announcing the All-Star Games. Of course, you need to be in Japan to do that. Next pitch is swung on and lifted deep to center to right field. Kinjo goes back at the wall. He's up against the wall. The ball is ricochets off the wall. And Hiyama heads into second base with a stand-up double off the right field fence. Kinjo looked like he didn't quite gauge the ball right. He got a late break on the ball, and it didn't look like he even knew where the ball was when he made that jump. Maybe he did know where the ball was when he made that jump, but he did get back there awful late to the fence. The ball going just over his glove. Tigers have a chance to break this ball game open, to break this 4-4 tie here in the top of the 11th inning. Kamisaka comes in to pinch run for Hiyama. Yano showing bunt all the way. Get the runner to third. He lays down a good bunt to the third baseman. Only play is to first. And the sacrifice is successful. So So that'll bring up Fujimoto with a runner at third base. Go ahead, run. One base away from home. 0 for 4, Fujimoto coming to the plate. Batting 247, no home runs and 20 RBIs. Infield in. They can't afford to let that runner come home. First pitch by Kato, misses high and outside, ball one. No strikes, one ball the count to Fujimoto. Next pitch, called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Kamisaka, the runner at third base. Pinch runner after Hiyama led off this inning with a double. The 1-1 pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. Pitch over the outside part of the plate. Good pitch by Kato. It's a final at Jingu. The Yakult Swallows defeated Chunichi by a score of 9-4. Next pitch misses just inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The only other Central League game will be the Giants hosting Hiroshima, which is scheduled to start in another 17 minutes. Lotte lost to Cebu at Chiba Marine Stadium, 3-1. And Gyakuten! Sayonara Gyakuten victory! At Full Cast Stadium, the next pitch is swung on and hit the shallow left center. The ball bounces in front of the center fielder who charges in. Fujimoto has an RBI base hit. The Hanshin Tigers take a 5-4 lead. A little blooper base hit by Fujimoto is the difference in the game. With the infield in, Ishii couldn't get out to where he would have normally made the catch. On the shallow blooper to just beyond the where the grass starts in left center. That brings up Sekimoto to pinch hit for the pitcher. Han Hanshin takes a 5-4 lead here in the top of the 11th inning. Sekimoto bunts the ball up the first base line. The only play is to first base. And the sacrifice bunt is successful. Two away. Runner now at second base. And Akahoshi coming up to the plate. Kato again, a shaky appearance against Hanshin. Back to Full Cast Stadium. Ducktin trailing 6-3 going into the ninth inning. Score 4 for a sayonara victory over the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. First pitch to Akahoshi misses outside. Ball 1. And the only other game in the Pacific League will be the SoftBank Hawks hosting Oryx. That one also starting in 14 minutes. At 6 o'clock. Here at Yokohama Stadium, we've been playing for 4 hours and 45 minutes or so. Battery coach has a quick talk with Aikawa. No strikes, one ball, the count to leadoff batter Akahoshi. Next pitch misses low and away, ball 2. Akahoshi 1-for-5 so far this afternoon. Next pitch, misses outside, ball 3. No strikes, 3 balls the count to Akahoshi. No 3 pitch, swung on and fouled back and out of play. Akahoshi has the green light on no strikes, 3 balls. Maybe we should take a tally on how many Japanese players have the green light on 0-3. Chunichi's Fukudome does, and Hanshin's Akahoshi does. One strike, 3 balls, as the sun is finally coming out for the first time today here at Yokohama Stadium. Next pitch called, strike 2 on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch by Kato. Full count, 2 down here in the top of the 11th inning. Hanshin has scored, breaking the 4-4 tie, leading this one 5-4. Fujimoto at second base. And the pitch just misses outside, ball 4. Kato tried to nibble at the plate, but didn't get it. That'll bring up Toritani. Cody Tony has a double. And sacrifice fly. First pitch misses outside, ball one. He's grounded out to first, doubled, sacrifice fly to left. Grounded out to short and struck out so far. One for four. No, one for three. One for four. Next pitch called strike one. Down the middle. Good pitch by Kato. Runners at first and second. Two down. We're in the top of the 11th inning. Hanshin taking a 5-4 lead here in the 11th. A blooper to left center by Fujimoto being the difference. Toritani grounds the ball to Ishii at short, who throws to first for the easy out. And that retires the side for Hanshin, but not before. A leadoff double and a one-out blooper by Fujimoto put the Hanshin Tigers up by a score of 5-4. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the 11th inning. The Yokohama Bay Stars will send up the top of their order in Ishii, Koike, and Kinjo. Kubota remains on the mound for Hanshin, Hanshin's fourth pitcher of the afternoon. The sun has come out for the first time today. It's been overcast all day today. And the first pitch by Kubota up in the strike zone called strike one to Ishii. And the next pitch misses high and tight. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Bit of a glare on the field looking from the first base side. And the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Yano gives a little chase, but this ball will go out of play. she had made it all the way to third base in the ninth inning, but was stranded there. As the base starter stranded, the base is loaded. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Yokohama has certainly had their chances. They've stranded 11 base runners so far, compared to 9 for Hanshin. We're in the bottom of the 11th inning. Hanshin leading 5-4 now. Next pitch by Kubota misses high and away, ball 2. That evens the count at 2-2. Sugiyama, Fujikawa, Williams, and Kubota have pitched for Hanshin. Kubota on the mound now with a chance for the win. If he can hold the base stars here. Next pitch, check swing, foul off to the left side. High and tight pitch hitting the bat. The 2-2 pitch again. Swung on and fouled off to the left side again. Ishii making Kubota work. Fouling off 4 in a row. The 8th pitch to Ishii, swung on and fouled off again to the left side. Into the stands. And the stands are still full. We're a few minutes shy of the 5-hour mark for this game. Yet Yokohama Stadium is as full as ever. The fans have not left for either side. The 2-2 pitch again. Swung on and pulled past a diving Sheets and into right field. Base hit. The leadoff runner is on here in the 11th, bottom of the 11th inning for Yokohama. That'll bring up Koike. With the music, Oh Mickey. As he comes up to the plate, related to one of the threads, what kind of music do they play when batters come up? Koike showing bunt. The first pitch is bunted foul off the plate. Batting 248, 8 home runs and 20 RBIs. Koike has been called on to bunt a few times so far today, but has failed each time. And instead is 0 for 4 and a walk. Showing bunt again. Lays this one down to the first base side, the throw to second, and he was safe, but the umpire calls him out. Ishii is arguing. Ushijima Kantoku is coming out. Nishioka, first base coach, is separating the umpire from Ishii, as is Shindo, and nobody can understand how Ishii is out there. La, 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 la. she is appealing that the covering second baseman was pulled off the base. And it certainly looked to me like he just plain beat the throw. I disagree with Ishii that the covering second baseman pulled his foot. Argument ensues at the second base bag. The umpire also, as he was making the call, his left arm started to come out to say safe, and his right arm wrung him out. I don't think this is going to make a difference with the umpires or with the ruling. So, the sacrifice bunt is not successful. Ishii thrown out at second base. That changes runners at first from Ishii to Koike. And Kinjo will be coming up next. BayStars coaching staff and Ishii giving up on the argument. As we pass the 5-hour mark, and that brings up Kinjo with one out now. And a runner at first. Kubota on the mound for Hanshin. This is his second inning of work. Left-handed batter versus right-handed pitcher. Kubota pitching from the stretch with a runner at first. One out, bottom of the 11th inning. Yokohama down by one. Trailing 4-5. Kinjo swings at the first pitch, lifting it to left field. Kaneboto comes over toward the line and in fair territory makes a catch for out number two. So the Bay Stars are down to their final out. Ushijima comes out, and we're going to have a pinch runner at first base. Nonaka comes in to pinch run for Koike. Saeki, number four batter for Yokohama, stands in. Oh for 4 and a walk so far this afternoon. Takes first pitch outside. Ball one. Two Two down. Runner at first base. Yokohama down by one here in the bottom of the 11th inning. Down to their final out. Saiki takes the next pitch from Kubota on the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. But it doesn't make Okada Kantoku look any more comfortable. The 1-1 pitch misses just outside, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Saiki ready in the batter's box. Kubota set on the mound. Next pitch misses low, ball three. One strike, three balls now the count. Is Kubota going to challenge Saiki? One strike, three ball pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left side. That brings the count full. Nonaka will be going from first on the pitch. In hopes of coming around and at least tying this ball game back up. Kubota comes set. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side into the sea of yellow Hanshin fans. Stadium still full after just more than 5 hours of play. The Shobu pitch up high. Saiki checks his swing, but the third base umpire says no, he did not check his swing. Strikeout swinging. Three down. Ushijima comes out to argue the call, but it's all over. The Hanshin Tigers take this one by a score of 5-4 in 11 innings. For Yokohama, it's been 4 runs on 13 hits, no errors, and 12 runners left on base. For Hanshin, 5 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and 9 runners left on. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this afternoon. It's been a long, very exciting game. And until next week, let's enjoy Pro Yaku.